Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and your parts.
Oh, boy, boy, boy. That's just what we do. And we also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's true, lover.
Lover! I want to tell you something. You came in a little bit before me into the building, and I cheated on you, and I went through the revolving door with another person in the
what?
Same
We always go through the door together.
We go through in the subway, we do it, and we do it sometimes in the revolving door. But it just so happened. I was hustling in, and it was just the two of us in the revolving
door.
She was an older woman who was not pleased that I snuck right up on her.
That's pretty pervy if you don't know who's right up on your ace.
It's an intimate move, sure, but it was accidental.
I forgive you.
Thank you.
You know who else I forgive?
Oh.
For things she hasn't done yet.
Yes, you know this rock. You know this crockpot crooner. She's a New York City-based singer-songwriter by way of New York City. She's played with the likes of the Magnetic Fields, Pete Seeger, TV on the Radio, and Kim Yadasin.
That's true. Most recently, she's played her song on HBO's Girls and the Chris Gethard Show. And you have, of course, laughed and cried to her album, Emily Brodsky Eats Her Feelings. That's a giveaway for the name. Welcome, Miss Emily Brodsky.
Emily Brodsky.
Thanks, guys.
Emily.
Thanks. I got to be honest. I am New York City by way of Westchester, New York.
Westchester, okay.
914 ever.
Oh, shit.
I got that suburban blood running through my veins.
Hell yeah.
All we could find was suburban New York, so we were just giving you a little bit of leeway.
I usually say 914 ever, so it's like a little nod.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 503. What up? 15 bus, PDX.
570.
That means something to a few of our viewers.
Trash pile. Wilkes-Barre.
King of the
King
trash pile.
King of the trash pile. Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
King of the trash pile.
Oh, it's a trash pile.
You've been. You've rooted through the heap and found.
I can't believe it's not pronounced Wilkes-Barre, though.
Some locals will say Wilkes-Barre. Some people do just kind of throw that.
Wilkes-Barre.
The guy's name is Barry, I believe.
Also, a little clarification. Crockpot crooner refers to your great video.
Yeah.
Not that you're a crazy person.
No. I got it. But, mental health is a real thing. We can talk about that.
We don't want to make you know this crazy bitch.
It's cool.
Yeah.
You know, it all goes hand in hand. But that video.
Amazing.
Thanks, man. I really like doing it. That scene where I'm in the pot is a nod to the cover of my record where I'm in that 200-quart stock pot, which I did buy off of Amazon.
Oh, wow.
And then returned to Amazon.
That's a woman after my own heart.
Slightly used.
People who make comedy videos do a lot of that.
Yeah. You got to beg, borrow, and steal to get it done.
I needed a crock pot I could fit in. It's also like crap. It's like such thin aluminum. I don't know how you could cook anything.
And what do you cook in a crock pot that an adult can fit into?
Assumed it was like a crawfish boil.
Mm.
That was the only thing I could.
Orphanage.
Just volume, a lot
madam.
Of small things.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you're just seeing mass quantities
tons,
of something.
Tons mm-hmm. of gruel.
Gruel from.
Please, may I have
another?
less gruel.
Less.
Can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
Speaking of gruel, we like to wine and dine our guests.
We sure do. And we had some options. We really tried to get the Dr. Brown's, but we couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, not enough Jews in New York City. That's what they say.
No.
Also the egg cream.
There's a shortage of Jews anymore in New York
we
City.
We love the egg cream.
Yeah.
But it doesn't travel well.
Yeah, it's true.
So we are drinking kombucha today.
Kombucha! I really wish they would sponsor me. So if GT's hears, I am a huge fan, and it helped my gut and all parts of me.
Fan of the booch. Helped all parts. You know, you ever have that homemade booch? Some people make it right in their home.
Yeah. I have many times. That mother really appeals to me, that kind of floaty, gelatinous home space.
Yeah.
I like this. This is my go-to because it's not so sweet. Sometimes I get really sugary
too
boozy and I don't do the booze. So I like to keep it, I like to keep a knowledge on the trace alcohol content.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I love kombucha. We're not drinking that, though.
I always say
Murph and
kombucha.
I are drinking
kombucha.
Kombucha?
Kombucha.
Kombucha? I think that's probably...
That what
I just said like kombucha, which
kombucha.
Is not even on the table.
It's kombucha.
No, kombucha. Guys, this is a sex show. Kombucha.
C-U-M-bucha.
We're putting the cum back in kombucha. Looking
what if
for
you
a sponsor.
Fermented your semen? Your seminal fluids.
My semen?
Well, our
that'd
semen.
Be hard.
Our
semen.
Our semen.
We are married. Your semen is my semen.
50-50 splits on the semen, baby.
50 shades of semen. All right. I don't know, guys.
All right.
You only really want one shade for your semen, I feel, if it starts getting...
Yeah.
They do vary, though. You know, people really go from...
Ecru, eggshell, yeah. Off-white, creme, cream, white.
Or like a translucent.
Canary.
Or some people are like, you know, you're like, that is too...
Chunky monkey?
Yeah.
Chunky.
You
know, yeah. Just some, like, Ben and Jerry squirts
no,
out
really.
Of you.
Oh, man.
Does anyone know why? What the...
Diet. It is the diet.
It's all diet?
My Maybe friend, genetics. Who I can't say her name, dated this guy in college, and she was like, his cum tastes weird, and I don't know why.
The taste I get, but like, the like...
But it was like chunky, too.
Right. I'm talking like color, viscosity, clarity. Right.
Well, volume is an interesting... The legendary Peter North, who's an adult film star, his ejaculations are
very
comical. They just keep... It just keeps...
Really?
It's like, you know, if you haven't...
I haven't seen
jazzed in a while.
Can you bring that
I can
up?
Get like a good two squirt. He gets like 8 or 9 full blasts.
I feel like that has to be genetic.
Yes,
that it has to be. Like, could you like known some people could men who could multiple orgasm, but it's very specific.
Right.
Yeah.
You know when you pinch a hose though, and it makes it go farther. Could you like put like a tiny
a little bit
barricade
little sauce
over
on
your
it
pee
to-
hole.
There are ways to
there
do
are
that,
tricks.
I yeah. mean,
but just in sheer volume.
Ben just pulled up. What were you looking at?
Discolored
semen.
Well, he was looking troubled.
Yeah, no. Dr. Haas has got some information.
Frazzled over by this info.
So, yeah, it is actually a little disturbing. All right. Abnormal semen color, okay? Mm. Yellow, green, or gold?
Yeah,
gold?
That's no good.
Red, gold, and green.
That's infection.
That means prostate infection.
Infection, definitely infection.
Ooh.
You got yellow tinted. That's kind of your more common place.
Yeah. There's a little bit of whiz in that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Urine in the semen.
Yeah.
Urine in the semen.
Let's make this a guessing game. All right. Nobody look. Your semen is thick, lumpy, or jelly-like. What's going on?
Oh, that was
Emily,
my question.
You take that one.
That was my question. Why are you looking at me, guys?
I thought you had the answer.
Take a stab.
Too much.
I feel like it's got to be like a vitamin content issue.
It's actually a male hormone deficiency.
Ooh,
you
love it.
Knocking on the door.
Love it. What, do we know what hormone?
No.
Testosterone?
No.
That's
we'll
the only
know.
One I know.
No.
What other colors?
And lastly, pink, red, or dark brown?
Blood.
Yeah, you're bleeding.
Oh,
bleeding from the prostate.
Ball bag.
It's your dick period. Sorry.
Hey, gentlemen, it's that time of the month for you.
Yeah.
Yikes.
All right. Well, good. We've learned some things.
Yeah, we
Thank
learned some
you.
Stuff. You're so welcome, everyone.
I didn't know that one about the lumpy. That was new info for me.
The lumpiness.
Yeah.
What about Peter North? What does it mean if you jizz like Peter North?
I think you have to train yourself to do that.
Yeah.
It's a musculature issue. I think it's like same as like running your Kegels, you know. I've known some people who have worked on distance and arc.
Mm.
Oh, you could it's something you can actually work on.
Yeah. Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting because you need the testes to be maybe a little bigger to hold more, or what's the
no.
No,
I don't bigger know testes do not.
What about
sorry.
Big old balls?
I could be wrong.
I heard big balls are better, and I don't know why. It's solved.
Oh, man. Mm. Yeah, I dated somebody with enormous testicles, huge.
Really? Yeah.
And did he come a lot, or just an average?
Average.
Did it make his dick look small? Those balls were so big.
No, he was a proportional gentleman, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It really was. Yeah, but he...
Big balls are hilarious. I just fucking love big old man balls sagging around.
Unacceptable. Not my body. I'm not going to out this guy's experience.
Sure, sure.
Everybody's got their own experience. I have a vagina. We can talk about that.
Oh,
let's move
wow.
Let's move
hey, I have one too.
Yay!
We got two vaginas in the room.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me happy.
I got a dick and balls.
Speaking of dicks and vaginas... Speaking of dicks and vaginas, it's anatomy, right?
It is anatomy. It's science. So let's talk about sexy science. Mm-mm.
What do we do here in sexy science?
Well, we combine our loves of everything sexual and scientific, and we rip articles from the headlines.
Ripped from the headlines.
We tore this one right out of New York Magazine. This is a long title of this article, so bear with me on this. It's called Healing Hands, a sex surrogate helps men get over their sexual dysfunctions by getting into bed with them. Is this medicine or plain old-fashioned prostitution served up with a spoonful of love?
No need to ask, he's a smooth operator.
Operator with the chunky cum.
Ah, This lady is a smooth operator for sure. Rita Bell is a sex surrogate, which means dudes pair to have sex with them to fix their sex problems. She doesn't bang every client, but there's always something going on, a little bit of fiddling.
So the men come to her with erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation, or the opposite of that, which is retarded ejaculation. That's what it's called.
Basically, this...
yeah, which is only legal in some states.
New York Magazine in this article is trying to make a huge distinction between prostitution and sex therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But that seems weird to me because that seems like they're implying that there's like something wrong with prostitution.
Yeah, who gives a goddamn if you're paying to have sex? But I also think that, before this woman started this service, I mean, people have paid for sex to try to work out the kinks. I think that's
right.
Probably
I think that's the plot of some television shows I've seen recently.
What are they called?
It's happening on the Masters of Sex, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yes.
That is part of that plot. There's a movie about it also. I think that that's a lot of, you know, people get into the morality of sex work versus
it's just so weird.
Therapy. Yeah, you know, people they have to hold on to something so that they feel safe. But
it's true,
right? But I'm saying
they're wrong.
But yeah, is
maybe
it
you're just paying for sex because you want to, and you're consenting adults doing what you want, or maybe you're paying for sex from a quote unquote hooker, and it might be for some of these same reasons.
Well, but what I would say is,
dysfunction or companionship,
right.
Like people,
right.
Everybody does everything for a bunch of reasons.
But maybe this woman, Rita Bell, rather than just. You know, your
this is
average
just PR man.
Prostitute. This is great PR.
Yeah, amazing.
We're selling Rita Bell hard here. maybe this woman knows something about specifically about sexual problems or what to do in the bedroom specifically. If you're like, oh, you're having erectile dysfunction issues, you're coming very quickly. Here's specifically what we could work on,
right.
Rather than just
I'll work on jerking you off with my mouth.
Precisely.
The question is she a licensed psychotherapist? Is she does she have a medical degree, or is she just spent some time in the bedroom?
I don't think so. It was a long article, so I'd be remiss not to admit that I didn't read the whole thing. But it was one of those like essays. It wasn't like I'm like I need a tweet.
There was a ridiculous quote from New York Magazine.
This is the best quote.
It says in a city where image is everything, it seems the difference between a prostitute and a sex surrogate is the difference between pornography and erotica. Lighting.
Yes, New York Magazine, hard hitting.
Yeah, really hard hitting with that.
They also said something like, you can tell she's not a prostitute because she looks less like Julia Roberts and more like your hippie aunt. And I'm like, what the hell?
Jeez, who wrote the article? Let's find him.
Yeah.
Let's hone him down
and kill him.
Julia Roberts has got to be somebody's hippie aunt.
It was a man.
It was a lady, Rita Bell.
Oh, Rita Bell wrote the article?
Nope. That's the sex worker.
Guys, all right.
I am drunk off trace amounts of alcohol on this kombucha.
Kombucha.
Yeah. Kombucha.
Well, isn't it also a move, with prostitutes for virginity is a move? You know, a lot of times, your old man or your uncle will take you to a prostitute.
A lot of times?
Young.
I've heard that on the... Internet. I've heard about it on the internet.
Siri,
is that a real thing that happens, though?
Yeah.
I mean, like, where do we live when that happens?
I know.
SVU also, had an app where a grandma took her grandson when he was, like, 10. It was like, fuck this hooker, you're gonna be a man.
Oh, God. People's relationships with sex are so troubling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all gotta get happy, healthy, and in our own bodies.
We do. I wonder
respecting
what...
Respecting other people's bodies.
My first.
We're fans of consent here at Ménage à Trois Radio.
Consent.
I think it's
consent.
You little devil.
Oh man,
that was
okay, guys.
Yeah, my first sexual experience. I was very young. I was 11, and she was like 40 years old. But it was not a prostitute, and I don't know how that shaped my sexual.
She jerked him off and he pissed.
I pissed. I didn't come. I had the yellow semen, but without the semen. It was just urine because I was young.
But you had
the
sensation of orgasm.
Yeah, and I pissed because I'd never came before at that age. I was just creeping into puberty.
Yeah, oof.
But this was a...
Maybe not oof. Sorry, I didn't mean to
assign
judgment.
No, that's oof. That's
got to
be
oof. Well, sure. I'm going to not assign judgment.
She was like a
woman
who
bought
beer for your pals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was like a...
She was an older... She
drunk.
Was a... Yeah, she was a local...
oof.
Predator.
Again, it came out.
She was a predator. She was.
Oof. She's a predator. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're 11, she's 40.
I feel like it's not uncommon for people's for sexual experiences to be traumatizing or abusive.
Yeah.
Which kind of sets the stage for a later judgment and fear.
Yeah, like that hot tub that let me hump its jet.
Yes. There was no consent there, was there?
No, I just turned the music up and
see,
kept
that,
going.
See, that worries me because of the chlorine. I'm very into pH balance and...
Big time.
Yeah.
Big fan of pH.
That yeasty beastie was worth it, let me tell you.
Oh.
Was it?
No, I did not get a yeast infection.
Nor would it have been worth a cheap orgasm off of a pool.
That was not a cheap orgasm. That orgasm
that's
was
an expensive
one
hot tub.
For the
exactly.
books.
I did one in one of those, which is for different for men. Obviously, we got different parts.
Wow. Well.
But the pool jets, an above ground pool at my house, yep. And I remember I leaned over the side of the pool one time and. Just caught a little trace
that's
amounts of
happens.
It, and I was like, "Ooh, this feels good," and I just held my dick there until I came.
Yeah, you swim by it, and you're like...
Family and friends were sunbathing in the yard. I just didn't make eye contact with anyone, but I was just hanging out on the side of the pool for a while.
Was this before that above-ground pool collapsed?
This was... Yes. Yes. Seconds before.
King of the trash heap.
And yes, king of the trash heap. That's right. Yes, my parents' above-ground pool burst and the whole thing collapsed.
Oh, man. I bet that was beautiful.
Yeah, I wish I saw
it. Kind of a sexual moment.
Yes, just a release. That pool was like, I've been fucked too many times.
You're like, is that piss or I got to go?
Man, all right.
Well, there's the science behind that. Let's slide on over to Listener Love.
Listener Mailbag.
Emily, people come to us with looking for advice.
Oh.
So, you know, I feel like the three of us
I
can
love
really
to
put our heads together.
Yeah.
Jewish.
Yeah. There are so few of you left in New York City.
I know.
We miss you. We miss you.
It's troubling.
Let's, who's trying to ask us things this week, Haas?
Well, our first question is from Madeline in Concord, New Hampshire, via our email.
Concord.
Menage a trois.radio@gmail.com. Madeline asks, a man exposed himself to me in McCarran Park last week, and it sort of turned me on. I went back to the park every day this week, but I can't find my Foxy Flasher. Can you put the word out?
All right. Listen, listeners, if you're a man last week who flashed a woman in McCarran Park, go back and show everybody your dick.
Yes. And if you're not that man, stop doing that because that's rotten.
No, once again, consent.
Consent.
It is important, and I no judge about you being turned on by that. That's, you know, but putting that out in the world is that could be really traumatizing for some other people. So maybe
definitely
maybe
because that's a one in a million props. I feel like if this guy gets laid by this woman, this is bad news for all flashers everywhere because I feel like that might be the first.
Right.
Maybe it's happened one or two times, but I always like that. You're like, when do you think that proposition is ever going to... And usually, I guess it's not even a sexual proposition. It's more of a power play to just be like,
so many people
show
have showed me their dick. I've never wanted to fuck.
You never wanted to fuck any of them.
But I also... Maybe I'm dead inside. Like, I'm not saying it can't be. I'm sure it's traumatizing for some. I actually have a funny story about someone being traumatized by that. But when I see someone's wiener on the street, I just like... I'm like...
Yeah, you get desensitized
eyes rolling,
after a while. Sure. But
iced coffee, got to be somewhere.
It should still be illegal, and I believe
there,
it is.
Yeah, it is illegal. There was a dude on the subway, a homeless man, masturbating. And he was masturbating. This happened to me last weekend. And he was within, like, a castle of sweatpants, sweatshirt. So there was nothing. He was... I went through a lot of feelings about it. I was like, he doesn't have any place else to do this. He's clearly trying to keep it small.
Mm-hmm,
I really didn't want to see it, but it was also, like, very upsetting, and all of these people were responding to it
by
moving away. So there was an acknowledgement without there being an acknowledgement.
Yeah.
But I also felt like, you know, it was 9:30 in the morning,
it's
and this dude had just woken up.
I mean,
you two are
married now, so there's a happy ending to that story.
Oh, I love the ending of that story.
I hope you find
we fell in love.
Wait, can I tell
I get
the
you
trauma?
With the range of emotions, because I feel like sometimes you're just like,
oh,
man, like, we all
got to
fucking get off, but...
I know. I felt like there was an entitlement where I was like, no, he shouldn't have done that there. It's unacceptable. However, I feel like this comes back to the sex doctor thing. It's like there's like a class issue in that.
Right.
Like some people don't go to the sex doctor. They go to the prostitute.
They go to the F train.
And they go to the F train. They go, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's like,
to expose yourself, and it's another thing to be like caught masturbating because you don't have a home to masturbate in.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I feel like trying to show someone is, you know, exhibition.
Very, very, very different. He was clearly trying to not. What's funny about that?
It's like that you spelled that out.
Well, but
there's a big difference between jerking off on the streets because you gotta.
I just meant that's also upsetting. That's what you were talking about. But right. If someone's like purposefully like, look at my, a guy no. once to me said, right. look at my fucking cock. Ugh. And I'm like, cool. Can I please tell the trauma story?
Yeah, tell the
my
trauma.
My friend, who will remain nameless, who's the same friend who dated the guy with the weird taste in cum, ironically.
Oh, she's doubled down in this app.
A guy was driving next to her mom, and he kept gesturing, and she finally looked over, and he was showing her his dick. She was, like, in an SUV, so she, like, could see down. Mm-hmm. And she pulled over and vomited.
Mm. Yikes. Physical reaction.
So, like, yeah. Like, a cute little, like, 60-year-old woman, like, was so traimatized by that she was, like, physically ill.
You know what I think it is, too? The screaming of, like...
Let's talk about men for a second.
Yeah, yeah. Fucked up. They're just real fucked up.
I really want to like them.
Look.
Sometimes I do.
It's difficult.
Oh, man.
Because how often do you have a woman just going around being like, look at my pussy and masturbating? It's much rarer. It usually
happens.
It's usually a really strong mental illness.
I want to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Is that weird? I would never do it.
I've had actually somebody chase me around with their vagina. They're
a rare breed, I feel, though.
She's like a somewhat well-known person, though, so I feel like she felt entitled. That's
Is
what
it
happens.
Madonna?
It's Madonna. You got me.
I think when I'm really drunk every once in a while, I'm like, I just want to get my tits out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
yeah,
but
exhibitionism comes from a real deep place of...
But it's aggressive exhibitionism, and it's masturbating.
Are you fucked up if you ever want to do that?
No.
Guys.
First of all, you should be able to. The teats should be out and about. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It's aggressively propositioning people sexually. That's the problem, I think.
Yeah.
I even think walking around naked. The flasher of like, hey, look at this, and jerking off is different to me than just leaving your house naked and being like, there's nothing to be ashamed of with the human body.
No, it's a difference between exhibitionism, feeling comfortable, craving attention. All of these things are human instincts that are totally natural and okay, but like creeping up on somebody and forcing them to do something they don't want to do is
That's where we get into.
Yeah.
We'll draw that line here.
All right.
Murky.
So, Madeline, we think you can do better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Madeline.
That was good advice.
It's okay. You're allowed to feel that way, but... Ugh.
No, you're not.
But oof.
But oof, right? Just comes up, oof.
Okay, well... Our second question is from Michael J. in Providence, Rhode Island, who messaged us via our Facebook page, Ménage à Trois Radio. Michael says, I love to wear women's clothing. My wife lets me borrow whatever I want, but her taste is terrible. How do I bring that up?
Michael J. Yikes. Michael J. Fox.
Loving this one.
Yeah.
Can't you just buy nicer stuff and put it in the closet?
Yeah, just get her a gift. Get her a present. Something you want to wear.
It's
cool
you're the same size.
Or light her closet on fire.
Collect the insurance money and go buy a bunch of great fashionable items.
Wow, bad taste. I mean, does that come up in any other realm of the relationship? It's kind of what I want to know. But
yeah. Is it just the clothes?
What does the sofa look like?
I know. Do you hate your house? I mean, buddy.
Are your kids named, like, terrible names?
Terrible names. I don't know. I think this is also, I always, when men and women, even if you're the same size, the cuts are, they must be very similar physically.
Yeah.
Because like the hips and the shoulders.
Hips, yeah. Tits, slits.
Tips and slips are usually where it starts to change a little, and you can't have the same exact clothes, but apparently these two are cut from the same cloth.
Well, I mean, he also could be wearing them recreationally, and then fit matters a little bit less.
Yeah.
You know?
He does not take them to the table.
Yeah, like if she had a muumuu, he could wear it and it'd be more fitting and he could belt it.
Yes.
Yes!
I've wanted to wear your muumuu.
Yes, have you thought about zhuzhing up the clothes you don't like with fun accessories?
Her accessories are terrible. Yeah. I don't know.
You know, add something to that. Yeah, buy her things that you like.
There we go.
Right. I agree with that. Also, it's nice that she's lending you her clothes, so maybe go get your own fucking dresses if you're going to be a ween about it.
Yeah. It's all...
Don't you think?
Yeah. Buy your own shit, man. Quit being a bum.
I know. It's great. That was, aggressive. It felt good.
I love this bell.
It felt great.
If you want to ring it, you can.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And last up, we have an anonymous question DM'd to us at Ménage Radio. Anonymous tweets, I think I have more than four labia. What?
Nah, you don't.
No.
I mean, like, folder folds, man. You get it to, you know.
You find a fold and fuck it is what a magazine that I used to
Hey, you're doing it wrong.
It was for bigger women. It was find a fold. It was like women that were, you know, 500, 600 plus
like
pounds.
Like the knee
fold. You just find a fold. Yeah, fine. But anyway, sorry to cut you off there.
No, it's fine. You keep going.
Sorry to go off on that tangent.
Yeah, sorry.
Wait, so Emily.
Sorry,
though,
I tried to find a fold.
Can you not have more than, like, could you have a thing where you have
we're talking,
the menorah, the majora.
Right, internal, external.
And please explain, because I do not.
Well, let's
I don't know
there.
Anything about
it. Let's look at
it.
Let's look at a vagina. We can talk about it together.
Yes. Wait,
because Haas admitted like 3 episodes ago that he doesn't know anything about the vagina.
Yeah, oh, buddy.
Real clueless.
Okay.
I mean, I know how it works.
Well, no, I don't think you do.
For our listeners, we just got a real weird look from Haas.
I know how it works. I just don't know why.
No. We want straight up. We don't want that.
What the?
We want the real.
We don't want the baby.
I was getting the diagram.
Yeah,
this isn't health class.
The one underneath.
Get
this one.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
There it is.
So,
what are those finger-looking things?
They're fingers.
Got it.
Oh, I was gonna say those.
One is clitoral hood. Two is clitoris. Three. So you see the clitoris. Point at it.
Yeah.
Point at it.
Oh, there that's
very important.
I always thought it was way up there.
Oh, yeah.
That's the belly button.
Six is taint.
Oh, shit. That's an Audi.
Six is taint and seven is butthole.
That's
yes.
Well said.
Oh, that's the butthole. Jeez.
What's five? Like just hole?
Yeah, that's five is vagina. Four is urethra.
It says vaginal opening is the proper way to refer to that.
Oh, they only have one set. Like three is labia minora.
Minora.
But this
woman has almost no. Which is hard because, like, that's one of the like things that, like, people who watch porn, you're like, oh, you're not supposed to have
beef curtains.
The beef curtains. The major majority.
But also,
the
she might have more.
No,
for our listeners, this is Wikipedia. You can go find it and follow along. Because I think the majora is just getting pushed aside by these aggressive fingers.
Yeah, no, she's still not. It's pretty. Slight.
It's They're pretty.
Slight.
Let me say that.
It's very pretty.
They're
it's
like
a pretty
Majora
pussy.
Juniors.
But it's like, what is pretty, you know? It feels like
it's whatever you like.
When I see it.
It's a porn vagina. That's what it feels like to me. No judgment.
Right. I would argue I know
I
when I smell it.
I said that to a girl I was sleeping with. I was like, you got a vagina like that's for porn. She was so pissed. She was not
what?
Happy.
Dear
that's
Lord.
It's a different time in my life.
Yeah, well, sometimes you just say shit.
I know,
you know.
I know. I didn't. It's true, though. It was really pretty.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
It was
brag,
made for the pictures.
But I feel really good because I think my vag is symmetrical, and it makes
and
me
that's
happy.
Very unlikely. They're usually
it looks
not
pretty symmetrical.
Also, the smell and the feel. Of yours is top shelf, which
that's
is what I was
really
saying
nice.
Before.
Because
looks are fine, but looks again, it's for if you're taking photographs and putting
looks
them in Hustler.
Fade.
Looks
What's
fade.
What's the feel?
But the scent stays forever.
It does.
Jesus Christ.
Even beyond the grave.
Oh my God.
This is TMI for the listeners.
No, hey, do you lean?
It's never.
Do I lean?
Yeah, one way or the other.
Dick lean.
Oh, Dick? No. No.
Cool meeting.
You gotta
Haas has a really crooked penis.
Haas got a corkscrew.
Now
he's got one of those goose dicks.
It's all right.
Every single one of them is a fit for some person.
Oh, everybody's body's so different. It's so exciting.
It is exciting.
Really? I think the weird ones should go away.
No, I love them.
I'm kidding. I love them.
I love them.
Haas, please.
The weird ones. Are we still looking at Let's look up different vaginas.
I think it's time to get rid of that photo.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
It's all right.
Bring
I
up a
know.
Photo of your dick so we can talk about that.
All right, so it's if you have more labia than usual, that's totally fine. But you may not; it may just be a
right. It might just exactly. You get down there, you really check it out, and if you got some extra, that's cool.
Yeah, use
well,
it.
You
yeah.
do something fun
extra.
With it,
and feel free to use a mirror. You don't have to break your own neck trying
no.
to look at your beaver.
No,
that's
mirrors.
Something I learned the hard way.
You did.
Did
you were
you,
in
you
a
hurt your
you
neck?
Had a cast a
I actually have a
neck
a pig neck. My neck broke.
You broke your neck looking at your vagina?
Yeah.
This is a great story.
It's not true. I'm lying. And I don't
what
have a pig neck.
Hell?
I got so excited.
Sorry.
I love
Man.
Vaginas.
Yeah.
I
your
love,
vaginas.
I do.
I learned something too, so
yes.
thank you.
Yeah, we could teach you a lot.
Haas, I have a question. Have you just like, you just fuck in the dark or what's the deal?
No, sometimes during the day.
You know, also
it made me want to rock you like a baby.
it's happened in the daylight. Yeah.
I just meant like, God. Are you not like looking at your
I just don't know the scientific terms. Right. I mean, but I've seen them.
But you're like, the foldy part.
Yep.
The pointy part.
That button thing.
It's like you've driven a car, but you don't necessarily under the hood. You're
that
not going
to
know every fucking moving part.
Right. Like you studied for the driving test. You don't remember the terminology. Do you know how far away you have to park from a fire hydrant?
10 feet.
I would say.
No,
like,
I don't know.
So I don't know what a labia is. It's the same thing.
Oh, no, it's not the same thing.
You will get ticketed if you don't know what a labia is by traffic cops. All right.
Oh, man.
Well, we helped her.
Yeah, your vagina's perfect.
It's
exactly
fucking
how
awesome.
It is.
Own it.
Yeah, beautiful. It's true. Yes. All right, moving on.
No one was going to ding the fucking bell. Jeez.
I think I did ding it.
Oh.
I don't know. You didn't ding it.
You didn't.
Shit.
Well, those questions were exceptional, but we have some even better questions for our guest.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
these are called six sections. They're six rapid fire sex questions. So you just answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Starting now.
Which golden girl best represents your dating habits?
Blanche.
What's the sexiest animal?
Cow.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
I don't know.
What's the best song to have sex to?
No music. Ooh, no Springsteen, no music.
69 or 420?
69, but nah.
And lastly, what's your best pickup line and please impersonate a celebrity while you give it to us?
Jesus Christ.
There's layers to this one.
I don't know. What? Give me a celebrity, man.
Oprah.
I'm sorry. I just can't love you right now.
Yes.
This has been six sections with Emily Brodsky. That was wonderful.
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Oh, Emily, that was phenomenal.
Do I have a celebrity crushes? I guess like Clea DuVall. It's a babe.
She's a babe. But that pickup line, what was it? I'm sorry, I just can't love you right now. That's a hell of a pickup line.
If someone said that to me, I would go home with them.
That's amazing. Sounds like a drop-off line to me.
It works every time, though. I'm sorry, I just can't love you right now.
Oh
really?
Like,
oh you
please,
can't?
Please.
Exactly.
Yes. Also, you don't have to share, but was there a Springsteen situation?
Oh, yeah. Please, no Springsteen.
Situation, Candy's room. Can you, I don't know if we can listen to Candy's room. We
definitely can.
I love Springsteen. Okay, so I have some focus issues, and I like to remain focused, and I like to be very connected to my lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And I get confused. Music is too much, man.
Yeah,
I'm
passionate about music, so when it happens, you're pulling your energies in different directions.
Yeah, and I also start to laugh. So like this, we can skip about 45 seconds in. Oh, God.
Man can keep candy safe. Is it Todd McGurk?
He is!
Oh, man.
So you're trying,
for
you
the
know?
Listeners, we're all somebody, trying to orgasm right now. It's hard because the song's so good.
Right. So you're in it, and then you know, you're like, oh, and it's and so
here
it's really
we go.
Excited. Ooh. It's really excited, right? And you're like, oh, I'm in it. I'm trying to stay focused.
I'm running. My shirt's off.
And then the okay, there's more of this chorus. More build up, right? It doesn't seem that long when you're in the moment.
And then I'm like, where's your fucking clitoris?
Hostile. Okay, and then
take you out of the song.
If you want to be wild,
yeah,
you got a lot to learn. I just started like laughing full. I was like, I can't do it.
It's a lot.
I cannot do it, baby.
The boss is not.
No,
is not the right music.
He can pull some shit off that feels like church, and then. But you can't.
You can't be fucking in church.
You'd have to. Well,
you could.
I feel like the only person who can pull off fucking to Bruce Springsteen is Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
That's
the most narcissistic. If the boss was betting a young lady and he put his album on, what in the world?
Oh my God!
I mean, I would fucking.
It made me
kind of
hot just thinking about it.
Yeah,
to be honest,
it's pretty American.
It's a bold move.
It is. I mean, his cover is of his own ass.
It's true.
So I mean,
it's true.
We're dealing with
Yeah.
So that's my. That was it. I stopped. I was like, I can't. I cannot.
What about the cows? Is it the big old udders?
What's with you and cows, you old pervert?
I know. I love cows. Fun bags. I love cows on every level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do it with a cow.
It's okay.
I
do.
Do you eat meat?
I know. Yeah. big time. Mm-hmm. So I am internalizing the bovine.
No, you were right, but that's what I'm saying. Make love to them, don't eat them.
No, but they have the big, pretty eyes, and they're always like chewing on cud. They're hot.
Yeah,
they are. They're chewing. Sweet animals. They feel like they're
dumb.
Just,
they're big and dumb.
Yeah.
And big. I guess I there's a part of me that's like, likes big.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm more attracted to like female cows. Yeah. Male cows too aggressive.
Well, what Murph was saying is they've got the that bulls. One big titty and all those nips.
Yeah.
So it's kinda hot.
One big old tit with a bunch of nips. That's what I like.
No, I eat a lot of meat. I don't know, man.
We'll also eat meat and ice cream and fucking cheese.
Ice
we
cream.
Use them for a lot of their cheese. Goods. Don't
we actually have a cowhide rug, so we've used the whole buffalo. I'd
the
say.
Nice. Not all the, four of their labia we have hanging somewhere in our house.
That's not how cows
not the anus.
No, I don't. I know as little about cow vaginas as Haas knows about lady vaginas.
It's in their butthole.
Oh, it's all beehole sex.
Well,
that
Emmeline loves cows.
I do.
Let's slip I over do. To another power couple, shall we?
Oh, yes, please.
In
please.
Our PC spotlight.
Ba-ba-bum.
That's our
power couple of the week. You know him. It's me.
And you know them, cocoa-dipped baked dough twists. We're talking about Murph.
And chocolate-covered pretzels. This is a power couple. You wrote this one up.
I did. Murph eats like 45 chocolate-covered pretzels every day. And yeah. I want to bring it to the masses.
Well, I want to wish they were here now for me to eat, but they're not.
Well, you talk about eating your feelings.
I do.
So you're a food lover.
I big time.
We mm-hmm. are too.
I love to eat. Mm-hmm. I love it. I've worked in food service for a long time. I did some meat processing, some butchery this summer.
Mm-hmm.
This is not summer. It was spring. I'm sorry.
Seasons. They get lost in the yeah,
they do,
butcher
man.
Business.
They really do. Wait, so do you have a preference?
Yes, there's a specific brand that I probably wouldn't eat anything other than at this point. And they're called, what's the damn?
I forget. They come in like that Kraft kind of brown paper. And they sell them at like Union Market.
Yeah.
They're like big pretzels. Like, they're like bigger. Than,
they're always next to the Tate's cookies. They're like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I forget
Not
what they're
Martin's.
Called.
I don't remember
Martin's
what they're
Martin's don't do chocolate covered on.
I don't think it's Martin's.
They're really good though. They're big. And
I can't believe I just don't.
How big are they?
They're,
I just mean, you know, that there's those little dinks that you're like,
no.
These
no.
are like.
And it's good. So it's like
6.5 inches. No.
It's like a.
It's like, is it the salt chocolate thing
yep,
that gets
it's
you?
It's the salty yeah, sweet. Man. And it's good. They use
sweet meat savory. Not going to go wrong there.
No.
You can go wrong there actually very easily. I'm going to.
What's the combo
one
sweet
example
savory?
Where you could go wrong?
Raisins in anything. Fuck a raisin.
Oh, you hate
my
raisins
God,
too?
I'm
raisins.
In love with you.
You hate raisins
Guys,
too.
I hate
so
raisinettes
raisins. Tries the sweet salty pruney.
Yeah, it's so. No, they don't even salty.
No, they're just like.
I went to a place with potato pancakes, latkes, which mm-hmm. are the dope shit.
Yes.
And they put fucking raisins in them. I almost cried.
Raisins.
They're ruining the best foods on earth.
There's no reason
Maybe
for
we should
raisins
get rid of them all together.
Thank you.
Hate a raisin.
You little California raisins were coming for you.
Yeah.
There was a big push for raisins. I mean, they made a fucking. That whole thing was.
I know.
That's crazy.
Whoever
what a
did
PR
that
campaign.
Marketing campaign. We should, guess, we should get them.
Yes.
Maybe they'll be our sponsor.
They made raisins cool somehow.
They did. They were totally cool.
Yeah. And
Those
raisins
guys.
Are just what? Dried out prunes? They're not even
grapes.
Like they're fruit of their own. Dried
grapes.
Out grapes.
Grapes. Put in this
one. Grapes. But then you
I
have wine.
Either.
It's like grapes can do good. Grapes can do evil.
I mean, fermentation is a magical thing.
Yeah.
Fermentation. Totes.
Let it sit long enough.
I was trying to convince your friend of mine, Connor Ratliff, that he should eat something alive while he was in Japan. He would like really.
He won't do it. No, his diet is
I know.
Wait,
laughable.
Does he not eat meat?
What
do you he mean? Doesn't
no, he's
eat
just
much.
A, he's just like a, he was a guy, yeah, I ate at McDonald's. And I literally cried. I was very hormonal. But it was upsetting.
It is
I was
upsetting.
Like, God, you
Japan,
got
there's so much fresh seafood.
Your body.
It's great.
So good.
Yeah.
Nourishing your body makes it excites me.
Well,
he likes
Japanese
porridge.
Have really nailed
he
that.
He likes
it.
Porridge.
That's about it.
Porridge?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, that's
Connor,
basically his
Connor,
diet. It's a very simple.
Please.
I feel like Connor just eats like corn nuts alone.
Yes.
If I had to guess.
No.
His diet.
Oh, my God.
Is corn nuts for one?
No, but being in. Yeah, I saw those. He was posting on Instagram and I was like, do not go to McDonald's.
Heart,
you're in Japan.
I know. I had this whole conversation with him. I'm like, just eat something alive. And he's like, somebody tried to get him to eat durian, which is a very smelly fruit. And I understand. It's disgusting.
It really is gross.
It's, yeah, totally. I'm with you. But he was like, it smelled like death. And I was like, well, death breeds lovely things.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to explain that fermentation right. is a beautiful process.
No, fermentation's great. That
not,
fruit
not
is
in,
gross.
Yeah. I mean, rotting meat is not what anybody wants.
No.
Lutefisk. Anybody know about that?
No. Lutefisk. What
is
this now?
So the Lutherans.
Oh, of course, the Lutherans.
The Lutherans.
The
Norwegian Lutherans are into lutefisk, which is a I think it's pike, but I'm not sure. It might be some whitefish that they soak in lye and then bury in the ground till it rots. Then they wash the lye off and then they eat it. I could be getting the process wrong. Well, any lutefisk lovers out there, please, sure. Please apart. But like I had like a bunch of it in a freezer in Montana. I didn't, but my family did, and the freezer went. And that smell, man, worse than death.
Somebody called the police.
Yep. Worse than infection on death.
I saw that the corpse flower in Seattle at the Botanical Gardens. It's that big, crazy flower that blooms like every 12 to 20 years or whatever. And it smelled like every tampon that's ever been used on Earth. Rotting together.
Rotting.
In the sun.
Okay. Well, I'm just like, wait a second.
Wait.
You got to give me rotting.
Yeah. Well, no, I just
menstrual blood.
But I mean, it smelled like rotting blood
heavy.
To me.
Right.
It smelled like very tinny and deathy and like terrible.
Oof.
It was very crazy, and it like was filling the whole greenhouse.
Kind of appeals to me.
But it was also beautiful and such a rarity that you were like honored to see it.
Taking
you were also
it in.
Like, dear Lord,
it's an assault on
I
the
might
senses.
Pass out. Mama
well, in Brooklyn, like. They have the cum trees.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah, it's like that bleachy.
Either.
I don't remember I what they're called, but I lived in a neighborhood years ago that had a ton of them on the block, and it was just like, what is going on in the neighborhood?
Trees are coming all over the place. Well, Connor, listen, we love you. Let's let's have a meal.
Oh,
let's sit under a cum tree.
Dude, I've been trying
meal.
To get that dinner dude to go to dinner with me for a while.
Let's make it happen,
really?
Connor.
He should do that.
He
I'm
should
talk
definitely
to him.
Do that.
Hey, Connor.
Don't you think? Sounds nice.
Well,
tell him he can eat whatever
he's a
he
busy
wants.
Man. What can you say?
Oh, he'll find the time.
Also, quick, Murph, please stop eating chocolate covered pretzels so often and we're during your diabetes.
Yeah,
I
I'm up to
you.
2 packs a day. All right.
Yeah, everything in moderation is most difficult.
I've had a very hard time with that. I'm a man of excess with every damn thing I've ever got my hands
do
on.
Do I know it?
Oh.
I know it.
Well,
in fact, I'm going to take these kombuchas.
These kombuchas are going on the road and pound them on the way home. Let's slip on over to Virtual Sugar, shall we?
Let's.
All right, so Emmeline, here's what we do. We find an OkCupid profile that might suit you. We're leaving it up to ladies' choice, so you can pick either of us
to
go on a
choose.
Date with. The location of the date will be fly fishing, so you could choose to either go with me or Diana. Yeah. And then the other one will play
Murph,
any ancillary characters.
You're
going
to date with me. And whoever is not on the date will just get involved anyway.
Like you as people or you as like...
As the OkCupid profile.
Okay, yeah. Right. I was like,
and you as you.
It's getting weird.
You play
Oh, no. We're just... It's all...
You're
this
give
is
me,
all theater.
Great. I love... Theater.
Theater.
Great. My Oprah was really bad, guys.
No, that Oprah was tremendous.
Yikes. I loved it.
Oh.
All right. So who do you want to date?
Oh, I don't get to know. I don't get to know.
You have to choose one of us.
That's really hard.
And you have to ring the bell after you choose.
Oh my God.
And then take a sip of kombucha, and we're off to fly fishing.
Kombucha.
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 I'm going to go Diana.
Diana.
Fuck yes.
Here we go.
Oh my
so
God.
I might play any other boats that might float by here. But to start, it's just the two of you fly fishing. Date begins now.
All right. Hi, hey. Emmeline?
Yeah. Hey.
What's up?
Not much.
I'm Christina Maria.
Christina Maria, huh?
Yeah. And I love to fly fish.
Me too. I generally just do spinners, but I'm going to try fly fishing today because I'm trying to get more zen.
Cool. Yeah, I like it because you just stand in the water for a long time.
Yes, that is true about fly fishing. It's you're supposed to like find something inside of yourself.
Haven't found it yet. Still fly fishing.
Hey, you ladies need any bait?
Actually, we do.
I got some good fat ones over here. Nightcrawlers, the best nightcrawlers.
Yeah, that sounds great. I love a good worm.
Cool.
We'll take a baker's dozen, I guess.
All right.
I love...
Is that 13?
Yeah, it is 13.
All right, let me count them out
13.
Here.
It is 13.
You know, I sold these night crawlers here to Allen Iverson, ex-Philadelphia 76er.
Yeah, wow.
He's taking up fly fishing. He's going to be one of the best in the world.
Has he really?
Yeah.
That's good to know. He's got that wrist motion, you'd think, from the dunking.
Absolutely.
Right. Down, I mean, I bet I could do it better, but you know.
Well, if you're challenging
AI. You think you could fly
AI,
fish better?
Than Allen Iverson, yeah, I do.
Ooh. Wow.
I do believe that.
You should enter the tournament.
Yeah.
Starting in 30 seconds.
My mom always says that Allen Iverson's my real dad.
Oh, well, that's why you have such beautiful eyes.
Yeah, she actually was with most of the 76ers in the time she was ovulating. But
that's a pretty small window.
We're guessing from my
wasn't Mutombo
from my skills that I'm that Alan's my dad.
Your fly fishing skills, or
I mean, I have a lot of other skills. I'm pretty good on the court, pretty hot on the court.
I would love to see that.
Tell me more about you, would you?
Oh my God. Absolutely. I am a big fan of fishing. I really enjoy just gutting them, gutting those fishes.
Wow.
And then just rainbow trouts, browns, just right in the pan a little bit.
Gutting them always makes me really sad.
Why is that?
I don't know. Just seeing what's on the inside, you know?
But you don't want to know what's on the inside?
You gotta eat what's on the inside. Sorry for butting in.
Oh, sorry, we haven't paid you for that.
No, worm. This baker's dozen is
taking a long time to count.
It's a nickel. Well, yeah, I'm not the best at counting.
Emmeline, do you have any singles?
Oh, singles. I thought you meant single friends to go on a date with it because you were.
Well, yeah,
you
maybe
you
got any single friends.
You would like a single friend. What's your name, sir?
I've been widowed 40 years.
Wow.
Jackson.
Jackson.
My name is Jackson.
40 years.
How'd your wife pass, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I don't mind you asking, but I mind you making light of it. She drowned.
Fly fishing?
She drowned fly fishing. She died doing what she loved, but she was really bad at it. So she just drowned. She walked out in the middle of the lake and never came back.
Wow, it sounds like a suicide.
It does.
Well, there was no note, so we can't say one way or the other on that, can
we? She walked into the... Did she know how to swim?
No.
Oh, she didn't.
No, she knew how to fish really well, but she could not swim worth a damn. I think that's why she loved fish so much.
I have a 50. I just didn't have change. Why don't you just keep it?
Just keep it.
I feel sorry for you, man.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You can keep it. You can put that on Allen Iverson in the...
I'm going to bet on Allen Iverson in the tournament.
Well, I'm going to fucking beat him, so whatever.
Shit.
He's my dad!
All
hey,
right,
Emmeline, do you want to get a beer after this?
No, I don't want to drink, sorry.
I mean, okay, I should go.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, the peaks and valleys of that date.
Really?
Probably no second date
that felt
there.
That's really true to life, weirdly. I was like, oh, this is a situation
you were wonderful.
I would find myself in.
You were surrounded by
lunatics.
Crazy people.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. No, thanks for taking me on that date, Christina Marie. I happen to know someone named Christina Marie.
It goes by double.
Really?
Oh,
well, I was Christina Maria, so.
Oh.
Maria. You're right. Sorry.
I mean,
double name is
Christina Maria Iverson.
Right.
Yes.
Iverson.
On the dating scene.
AI's daughter.
Yay.
That date made me sad.
It did make me sad.
It wasn't just the suicide, though.
Let's talk about my vaginas more.
I'm also sad.
We'd like to, but we can't.
The sad music means it's time to go.
We have to say goodbye to sweet
We'll talk
Emmeline
about vaginas
Brodsky.
Another time. We'll have you back, and we'll be nothing but vaginas Great. Show.
We're I saying goodbye, that. But our listeners do not have to say goodbye. They can see Emmeline. She has a show on August 7th at the Knitting Factory.
It's true.
Also, go watch that sick music video for her rad song, Born Again. I watch it every day. It makes me hungry. I eat some chocolate covered pretzels.
Makes me want to swim and eat food. You can find all things Emmeline over at EmmelineBrodsky.net.
Follow her on Twitter at Emmeline Brodsky. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, guys.
You were a blast.
It was a
this
pleasure.
Was so fun.
We also have to thank some other folks. Blah. Our producer, Bunk Hunk, that's Ben Hosley.
Ooh, and also our mother, Mi Madre, UCB Comedy. Thanks for hosting us and letting us suckle at your sweet cow teats. Milky moo jugs.
Milk, milk.
Well, please also, if you enjoyed that little mess, come see us live. Menage a Trois Radio After Dark. It's going to be on the 30th of July at 9:30 p.m. That's prime time.
Yes,
we're
it is.
At the UCB Theater in Chelsea. Come.
It's only
Bucha.
$5.
Yeah.
Come, Bucha. Tweet us at Menage Radio. Email us at menageatrois.radio@gmail.com and check us out online, menageatroisradio.com.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Ooh, she's ringing the bell.
You can ring my bell.
Ring my bell. Ooh, smooth operator.
With the chunky gum.
Yikes.
Menage a Trois is recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Ménage à Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.